Anonymous from Los Angeles asks, my wife and I just got married 1 month ago. She does not want to have kids now, and I do not want to have intimate relations with her if there's no intention of procreating children first. How do we resolve such conflict? Who is right? Who is wrong? Any halachas that could help? Thank you. There is a mitzvah on a man to have children, and the mitzvah basically is to get married and to live with one's wife in the normal way, to be able to have children, and one is not exempt from that mitzvah until he has a boy and a girl who are capable of having children themselves. As soon as somebody gets married, he has a responsibility to live with his wife normally in a way that they could have children. The wife, even though she is not commanded, but she, once she gets married, has an obligation to help her husband perform this mitzvah. Pushing off the mitzvah is not a proper thing. And however, there's another reason for husband and wife to live together, and that is the obligation a husband has to provide his wife with all of the things she needs to be able to be happy, both physically and financially and emotionally. And part of that is living with her as a normal husband and wife. In that respect, sometimes the wife foregoes that responsibility for the husband is exempt. But since one has not yet fulfilled his mitzvah of having children, the wife has a responsibility to live with her husband and help him fulfill that mitzvah. So not having relations is not really the answer, and not having children is not the answer. If one wants to do what is right and proper, unless there are medical reasons why the wife doesn't want to have children because it would cause her undue pain or put her life in danger or complicate her medically, then there's Shiloh one should ask to a competent Orthodox rabbi who can really go into the situation in all its details.